I'm Tracy Ellis with your 7th District Legislative Update with Senator Shelley Short. The Democrats unveiled their budget this week. What's your reaction?
Holy cow, that's my reaction. Their bill is representing a 13% increase in spending. That's at $7 billion increase in spending in the upcoming biennium. And that doesn't include the federal money that's coming our way. That's $7 billion on top of that. And they still want and still think they need to pass the capital gains income tax. This is crazy. It's crazy. Look, there are good things in the budget, you know, broadband funding, developmental disability funding, you know, forest health. So there are good things in there. But oh my God, remember, we have still seen close to 10% growth in revenue coming into the state that was not anticipated. So there was money to do the things we needed to do with the state. That's what I want to leave people with. And we showed that we could do it in a budget that didn't raise taxes.
The Supreme Court recently ruled that simple drug possession violates due process protections and is invalid. Can you share an update on some of the things the legislature is doing in response?
Absolutely. This has been the biggest cluster of a decision. It's stunning. This is the State v. Blake decision. This essentially creates a point where people who have had drug possession charges are sitting in jail. If that's their only charge, they're going to be released from jail. The bad part of that is, you know, folks that are trying to go through the drug courts and really turn their lives around, everything's in limbo. What I will tell you is there are several bills that hopefully will advance in the Senate to deal with this. The one that seems to be getting the most traction is one that would define drug possession as knowingly versus unknowingly. And you know, there are times for that. So if they were knowingly in possession, they would still stay incarcerated. So stay tuned. We know this is a huge hit to the people who are serving, the people who are trying to get better, and the local governments that are going to be looking at that cost.
What's being done to help prevent the catastrophic wildfires we've seen in recent years?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm excited about a House Bill 1168. You know, Joel Kretz has been working really hard on that. And I know that that is going to be significantly funded in the budget. I am grateful for that. We know that there needs to be significant investment to continue the forest health work that is really important. And those are the preventative measures that we can take as the state agency, as landowners, as both private forested and non-forested landowners. So I'm really excited.
With your 7th District Legislative Update, I'm Tracy Ellis with Senator Shelley Short.